that's all good. An avalanche of Alemans, a gusher of religious arias, a stadium of chamber music, the musical Motherlode, J.S. Bach, is the featured artist for the WQXR Bach 360 event. QXR is our sister station here at WNYC. And J.S. Bach devoted his work to the celebration of God, it was said. God, it would appear, needs a very long weekend to fully appreciate everything the Kapellmeister of Leipzig produced in his long life. It's Bachathon, 10-day Bach marathon designed to take you into the immersive cave of sound and worship to explore the actual space of Bach's music. Bach is Zen, Bach is special effects, Bach is beauty, Bach is mathematical precision, Bach is crazy improvisation. 200 hours of Bach, that's right, 20 hours of Bach a day for more than a week. Jeff Spurgeon, morning host of WQXR, joins me now. You'll be spinning this.
Yeah, it's underway and it's really something. It's going to be a marathon and a celebration and a festival, everything.
So we've got Brandenburg here, one of the Brandenburgs here. I gather that goes in drive time, prime time.
We'll be running the hits more than once, yeah. So you'll hear a Brandenburg more than one time, yeah.
And the chorales in E-flat minor, they'll be at 2 in the morning?
They'll show up in all of their various forms. Yeah.
All of their various forms.
Well, we're going to do the major works in not just original form, but we've got all kinds of transcriptions, too.
And with Bach, there are hits, and then there are hits. The organ, of course, was Bach's favorite instrument.
And he was a consultant. He actually made money running around the country and being a consultant, doing organ inspections. Some people say he wrote this piece in order to actually test an organ. He'd pull out all the stops, like they are now, and see if the bellows would collapse. If not, get some money back from the maker.
He could have made so much just doing Hollywood, the soundtrack stuff with it.
Boy, isn't that the truth.
My goodness. So have you actually investigated what the precise length of the entire Bach canon is and compared it with some other classical options?
I don't know the answer to that, strictly speaking. I mean, he wrote an astonishing amount of music. We don't even have it all. Some of it's been lost. That's true of other classical composers as well. We probably don't have everything Vivaldi wrote. We have most of everything Haydn wrote. Mozart, those are three guys who wrote and wrote and wrote music. Boy, did they write a lot of music.
And Schubert, who died young, was
That's
a
right.
maniac, too.
600 songs.
Trying to get you to think about a Schubert marathon coming forward.
It's been suggested.
Yep.
Yeah. Who knows?
You know, our listeners really got involved in this. We said, look, we would like to know from you what music you could listen to for a period of days, maybe as long as 10 days. We got Nina Simone. Okay.
Okay.
We've got Van Morrison.
Absolutely.
Right? You would go with a lot.
Absolutely.
You would go with
a lot. I love him.
He probably has a lot of repeats there with the
sure,
Van Morrison.
Sure. Well, Bach recycled a little too. It's all right.
Exactly. From Dallas, this listener said the Rolling Stones, but seemed very devoted to the vibe of Jack Johnson.
Wow.
That's a very contemporary.
Yeah.
All right. So here's some other listener suggestions.
Hi, this is Alex calling from Manchester, New Hampshire. And I guess my favorite musician that I can play all day, all night, would have to be Sade. Her music is really deep, and it always amazes me to what depth her lyrics, you know, they really resonate with me.
Go back to the 80s, I guess, there. She only had, like, two, three albums, right? I mean, not
it's
much
a great
music.
Groove, though. So
great
you can
groove.
Understand just hooking them up back to back and just running them.
Do tape loops count?
Why not?
Let's look at someone who has an extraordinary sort of jazz avant-garde canon, Sun Ra.
Pass, die. Brother Mars will let you by.
Sun Ra there. His music was from space. He was always visiting planet Earth. And if you add up all his live albums, he might have something like 400.
Oh, I had no idea that it was that much.
Yeah, he's a traditional jazz guy who went way, way, way.
Yeah, no. It's wonderful music. I just didn't know there was that much of it. Wow.
Here's a listener suggestion.
I would choose Paul Simon. His songs and his voice are warm and always seem to capture a moment that I can relate to in some way. I love his voice. I enjoy the variety of his albums, from the folksy to the rhythmic African influence in Graceland. And I don't think I could ever get bored listening to him.
The Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar.
I don't know about the variety with Paul Simon. I'm not exactly a Garfunkel guy, but you know what I mean?
It's sweet stuff. I don't think that I would be able to go a really long time, but you can, as I say, it's got a great groove. It's sweet.
But could you go a really long time with these guys?
Hey, this is Dan from Brooklyn, and Billy Joel and Jay-Z are some of my go-tos for marathon listening.
I'm in a New York state of mind.
Anybody with 15 or 20 years of great stuff to go through makes me happy.
See, Billy Joel to me is kind of like the musical equivalent of being stuck on the Long Island Expressway for hours and hours. So I'm just a negative guy here.
Send your cards and letters to John Hockenberry.
Yes,
that's
right.
The takeaway.
Spurgeon, you're such a politician. So I love the idea that this tests listeners' endurance on what it is they could listen to. I think Bach's a pretty good beginning because he's pretty high level.
Well, you have an enormous variety of instrumental ideas, but also you could understand people getting a little worn out maybe by the harpsichord or the pipe organ. We're going to mix it up a lot, but that's a lot of one sound or one kind of sound.
And if you do get tired of Bach, I suppose you could shift over and listen to probably one of the other huge canons in popular music, Frank Zappa.
Flies all green and buzzing in his dungeon of despair.
I bet that Zappa would appreciate a Bach marathon.
I bet he would.
I bet he would like that a lot.
He'd love to conduct one.
Yeah.
He was a conductor in his later years.
Yeah, I bet he would love it.
94 albums attributed to Frank Zappa. What are your suggestions? 877-8-MY-TAKE. Call us. Give us a suggestion. What would you listen to for days and days? Outside of Bach, that is. Call us. We'd love to hear from you. Jeff Spurgeon, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure, John.
It's back to the Bach rock now.
Yeah, I've got a harpsichord to deal with.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.